Down the right-hand side, Bakuna's got lots of space now. Benteke wants it pulled back towards him. Here's Benteke, and that's 1-0 to Aston Villa. A counter-attack down the right-hand side. Bakuna, Benteke was telling him where he wanted it. He put it on a sixpence for him, and Benteke makes no mistake from about 8 yards out. Pantelimon beaten, and Aston Villa have the lead. It's Christian Benteke on 15 minutes. O'Shea's let that one go through, and Agbonlahor could be in for number two. Here he is! Oh, O'Shea let it go. The crowd are booing already, but Gabriel Agbonlahor latched onto it and slotted it in at the near post. Two goals in 2 minutes. Is this game over already? Villa are beating Sunderland 2-0. Villa now can mount the counter-attackers, and Zogbia through the middle of the park, through the centre circle, still in Zogbia, going towards the right-hand side for Agbonlahor. Wes Brown in front of him. Gabriel Agbonlahor on the left boot. Surely Agbonlahor, yes it is! Gabriel Agbonlahor came inside Brown on his left boot. Seemed to hesitate in the challenge, Wes Brown, and Gabriel Agbonlahor passes the ball into the corner of the net to make it 3-0 to Aston Villa. There are 9 minutes to go to half-time, and the Stadium of Light is emptying before your very eyes. 3-0, Villa lead.
Yeah, on the right-hand side, sending a ball towards Benteke, it's 4-0!
Benteke makes it 4, he's got 2, Gabriel Agbonlahor's got 2, there's a yet another boo, and Aston Villa are leading 4-0, and we haven't reached half-time yet. Bakuna crosses, Benteke heads in, 4-0 to Aston Villa. Would you believe this?
Well, Tim, three very, very important points for you, but what a way to get them.
Yeah, we were. I thought we were slow starting, to be honest, the first 10 minutes. But we've been working all week on the quick counter attack and using our pace to get bodies forward, and I think it worked perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Sunderland have got their problems. You can only beat what's put in front of you. But how well were you pleased with the way that you beat Sunderland today?
I was almost as pleased with the second half performance and keeping a clean sheet as I was with the four goals ish. I just think it's important. It's not that easy. You know, when you're 4-0 up, you can become sloppy. I thought the two midfield boys, Delph and Cleverly, controlled the game. We had the game won, you know, and the only people who can lose it at that stage is ourselves. So I thought we were very professional and just saw the game out.
And your strikers are both scoring goals now?
Yeah, well, I knew they would score goals. I think they've come in for some criticism, I think quite unfairly, to be honest. I think if you create chances for them two guys, they're going to score goals, and they proved that today.
Mm-hmm. How important are 3 points are these?
Huge, because we've dragged Sunderland in now, haven't we, and pushed them underneath us. And but we're not in the league to destroy anyone's season, or we're trying to look after our own. And it was a great 3 points today.
Mm. But you can also take confidence, momentum, belief going into the Swansea game now.
All that, and it's all about the Swansea game now. The Swansea game is vitally important for us, and we've got a lot of belief, you know, and I think the fans are going to be with us.
Mm. And just one word on that, Hepburn Murphy, a little bit of a surprise on the team sheet, and he got on the pitch as well.
Yeah, we've got a few young boys on the bench today. We needed bodies, you know, we are down to the bare bones, really, regarding bodies, and he's done very well in the youth team. You know, he's scored 18 goals in 21 games or wherever he is. He's a talent for the future of the club, and it'd be very expensive now if someone wants to try and take him off us.
Tell me his reaction when you told him he'd be involved, because it's always a special moment for a kid to be told.
It's great, you know, it's great. I love to give him the good news, and it's just credit to the rest of the boys that we was able to give him a run out and an invaluable experience today.
Mm. On the injury front, Tim, you seem to lose Kieran Clark midway through the half. That's another one you don't want, another centre-half.
No, I brought him off.
Oh, so it wasn't injured?
Yeah, he's on 9 bookings. Yeah, just preserving him. You got to think, you know. If Mourinho had done that, we'd be talking about it.
And a nice memento for Gabby Agbonlahor on his 300th Premier League appearance to get 2 goals.
Yeah, delighted for Gabby. You know, he's been a great servant to this football club, and I think the crowd showed their appreciation for him today.
Mm. I know you say that everything before your time you don't talk about, but Villa had scored 4 goals away from home before today, and you've doubled that.
Yeah, I think that the strike partners are will. The two guys and Andy Wyman as well, I think they will score goals. You just need to create them. I think we're getting bodies forward now, and we're getting people wide, and we're crossing balls and giving them the opportunities to score, and they're taking their chances, as I always believed they would.
And you've got 4. Could actually have had 5 or 6.
Yeah, we could have done, yeah, but I was very pleased that we never conceded in the second half. You know, the game was won, and it was only us who could shoot ourselves in the foot, and we were very professional the way we did it. And yeah, obviously the fans have we give them 4 goals, but I'm a bit disappointed we couldn't give them 6 or 7, but I'll take it.